My name is Ian Bernal. I'm 16 years old. I'm interviewing my dad, John Bernal, and we are in EHT, and the date is November 27, 2018. My first question is, who has been the kindest person to you and why?
The kindest person to me? Wow. I guess it's got to be your mother. She's been with me all these years. She's probably the kindest person.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as a nice person. Someone who helped everyone as much as I can. Somebody who provided assistance to family, friends. Somebody who they can count on me. And somebody who was always there for them.
Share some important lessons you've learned in your life.
Wow. One of the biggest lessons is that you learn from other people. You always learn from people you meet, people you work with, and you never stop learning. That's one of the lessons that I tell everyone. You're never too old to learn, and you're never too young to keep learning.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in a little town called Tambo, Ecuador. It was a very rural community. It was a village. We knew everyone in town. We didn't have any of the entertainments that we have now. There was one school for all the grades. I knew everyone. It was a poor town.
What do you see as our family's legacy?
Our family's legacy will be to travel as much as we can and bring experiences from other cultures and learn from other cultures.
What is your biggest regret?
My biggest regret is that I should have stayed in Ecuador traveling for 2 years instead of one.
When you were younger, who was a mentor of yours?
I guess my teachers. My teachers in high school, Mr. Mock. He was a traveler and he used to tell me to travel as much as you can and learn from other cultures, learn from other people. There's a different world out there, Mr. Mock. I remember him sophomore year in high school.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
A teenager, I used to work in McDonald's. I used to work in Chinese restaurants. I used to work in Carvel ice cream. As a teenager, I used to work in a maintenance company. And with the money, I used to buy my own stuff, purchase my first car, pay my insurance, buy clothes, your typical things of a teenager.
If you could go back and relive those years, would you? Why or why not?
If I had a chance to do it again, I would probably go back and do the same things and be more involved in other things that I should have. But I didn't do it because I had to work.
Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family. When and how did they get started?
I guess one of the traditions in our family, I guess the New Year's Eve parties that we all get together with our friends and family. The other one is Reyes Magos, which is when they bring the gifts. We do that with our friends. In our family per se, I guess the traditions are probably going skiing during Christmas or traveling as much as we can. That's the only thing that I can think of in my family.
Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
of all the family members, an interesting, I think probably my cousin Edgar Sanchez, the doctor, because he was a doctor in the jungle. He came here, he was a doctor at a prison in New Orleans, and then he became a very successful doctor in PA. So he lived an interesting life. I admire him.
I had no idea he worked in, where was
it? Prison, he worked in prison.
I had no idea.
Yep.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
I always wanted to be either in the physical therapy field, a medical doctor, or law, somewhere in the, getting a law degree. But I always imagined that I would go and study and get something that I would, I always enjoy any of those professions, but physical therapy was probably the one that I really enjoyed the most, even when I was in my younger years. I wanted to be a trainer or a therapist.
How did you find your way to your career?
In high school, I got injured playing track, and I met a trainer, and I always knew about therapy, so he took me and did some exercises, and I said, you know, I would like to do this, and he gave me the options.
What did you injure?
I injured my left ankle during track.
I had no idea. If you could choose any career, what would you pick?
Right now, if I had to do it all over again, probably, you know, I love what I do, but if I wasn't doing this, either going to law or medical school.
And how did you find your way to your current job?
I worked with a friend of mine who introduced me to my current partner, Joe, and we became good friends. I used to work at Baccarat, and then I used to work at another place called Atlantic Care. And I met some of my friends there, and when they started the company, they asked me to, years later, to be a partner.
How do you feel affected by the current election?
The current election. Well, to be honest, since Trump took over, he has taken away a lot of the regulations in therapy services and in the medical field, so we can actually, patients can see us without all the regulations, and I sort of like that.
If you have voted before, what was it like to vote for the first time?
I voted for the first time, I think when I was 20, and I felt relieved because I became a citizen, and I was able to vote when I was 23, I think, when I became a U.S. citizen.
Tell me about the love of your life.
Love of my life? Your mom. I met her in college. And ever since I met her in college, I told her that you're going to be the mother of my kids, and we've been together ever since. And we both like to travel, and we share the same hobbies.
Describe your first date with your partner.
I think we went to a, I think we, I, and I the first date, I think we went with a bunch of friends to see a play in New York or something at the college. And we were all, the Latin American organization, I remember that. And we were always together, or it could have been a dance. I think it was a dance.
And how long ago was it?
28 years ago, maybe.
Wow. That's crazy.
1989.
What have you learned from your wife?
To be patient.
That's a good answer. When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
At the beginning, we followed religion to a T, being raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and then I realized that religion is nothing but educated guess that people have made. And honestly, I think it's a bunch of hogwash. So I don't believe it anymore. I believe in just being a nice person and doing good for society.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience?
Never.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Just that I used to eat everything. That's what other stories that my cousins always say to me, that I used to talk a lot and be funny. And I never stopped talking. I think that's one of the stories they always say. I was friends with a lot of people. And I almost went with the circus. When the circus came to town, I was going to leave with the circus to be a performer.
I did not know that. Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs you can share?
One of the jokes is that my uncle Jorge used to go, and if we stop at a place where they sell food on the streets, he'll go and taste every stand until he was full. He'll taste one, he'll go to the next stand. Well, can I have a taste? Can I have a taste? And you can do this in South America. That's funny. I remember him doing that.
Nano Negro's dad?
Yep.
Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
I guess swimming in the river with our friends. We used to go and swim in the river, and that used to be our pool. We used to go swim at this huge tank where the train used to come to get the water. And for me, that was the closest thing to a pool. I remember that. I remember going to the farm in harvest season and keeping an eye on the water, because the water is a precious commodity there. So I would have to go make sure no one takes the water, the little stream of water that will come into the property to irrigate.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents. My father I met my father when I was, I don't remember him as a little kid, because he came to America when I was 5 or 6, and then I met him again when I was 13. I don't have good memories of my father. So, and my mom was a good mom for a while. She came here, she took care of us. The good memories, I guess, that honestly, very, 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 very few good memories, so I really don't have any.
Tell me about your grandparents.
My grandparents, have great memories of my grandparents, my grandma.
From which side?
On my father's side and my mom's side. They used to love me. I used to be with them when I was a kid. I remember giving my grandma cigarettes so she can smoke. She was paralyzed, so I will
Which
give
one?
Her on my father's side.
That's funny.
Yeah, I remember that as a
Where
little
did she
kid.
Live?
She lived in Cuenca.
And grandma's mom?
Grandma's mom lived in Quevedo, and I remember her. She used to cook me fish all the time, and I had a great time with her.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Yes. I always, just like I tell you guys, compassionate. Be compassionate with everybody. Compassion is probably the overall term that I use. You be nice, take care of other people, think of everybody else before you make a decision, and just be nice, be compassionate.
Let's see. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life. This is kind of like the mentor one.
I guess my best friend, Ellen Novick. She's been my good friend for many, many, many years. She has given me good advice. And sometimes any major decisions, I always talk to her about it. She's like my Jewish mom.
That's funny. What advice would you give to a first-time voter?
Think of the long-term consequences before you vote.
Do you have any funny memories with your brothers? No, with your brother and or your sisters.
Funny memories. Yes, I have quite a few funny memories with them. The best one was when they left, they put all the leftovers to be thrown out, but my mom put it in the fridge for a night because she didn't want any of the mosquitoes to come in. I came that night and I looked at all the leftovers and I ate it. And that was supposed to be, that was supposed to be in the garbage, and I ate all of that.
Oh no. So going back to mommy, tell me about your wedding day, and did it go as you imagined?
Yep, it did. I remember October 28th. We had a blast. We did a lot of dancing. We only invited friends that we wanted to, since we paid for the wedding. Everyone that was there meant something to us.
Uh-huh. So and it wasn't like a bunch of nobodies.
No strangers at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the moment you found out you were going to be a father.
Yes, I remember that. Because we were planning on having a child, and I remember it was exactly a month after 9/11 that we figured out that she was pregnant. And she went to the bathroom. Your mom, and she shows us, she says, oh, it's positive. I said, oh, I'm going to be a dad. I remember that.
That's nice. One second. When you were a kid, did you like going to school?
Why not? I loved going to school. I never liked to miss school. I was very competitive. I always liked to get the best grades. Since my home life was not happy, I would hate to miss school. So I went, I never missed school. I really loved school. And I didn't like summers because it was so long and we didn't do anything. So for me, it was great to go to school.
As we can get away.
I got away, yep.
Did you have a nickname? What was it and how did you get it?
Mr. Carnival, they used to call me. Because I was always into the parties, let's get together, let's dance. Let's have a good time. But it always had to do with dancing.
And who called you that?
Oh, my friends from Ecuador. And my friends here. Because I was the type of guy that would like to... let's do something. You know, let's not... You know, people just like to drink. I go, no, I'm not into drinking. I might have it. Let's go have a good time. Let's do something. Let's... if there's nothing to do, let's dance. So, Mr. Carnival, they used to call me.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, and what makes you the proudest?
Personally, I guess that I'm together with my family and that we were close. Professionally, that I have a steady job and I'm a good provider. I guess I don't have to worry about losing my job or. And that I have invested on the side for other things, other ventures. But the most proud that I am is that I have a family, that I have a family that I never had as a child.
Let's see. Share, or tell me about the story of the first time you met your grandpa or your grandma.
I don't remember as a kid because I grew up with them. So I guess they were always there.
They were always there. Okay. Let's see. One more. Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
A happy memory.
Boy. Well, one that I haven't heard before. A new one.
One that you haven't heard. Happy memory, I guess, when I got accepted to go to physical therapy school. That was one of the happiest moments because I've been trying to get into schools for a couple of years. It took me 2 years to get accepted. So that was a happy memory for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew that I finally I'm going to go back to school, get a master's degree, and that's something that I wanted to do for years. So that's, for me, that's a happy memory.
That's a good one. All right. Well, thank you. And this was a great Thanksgiving listen.